Hello, this is Mike Mwendane of Soul Talk. Do you have any of the following problems, such as people look down upon you? You lack self-confidence, you feel lost and confused about life, you feel bad you have said no or yes when you shouldn't have? You don't have enough time to do the things that you like to do? All these have but one source, and that is lack of purpose in life. In other words, not having a reason why you live. Can you guess what this means? Purpose is the foundation of life. Everything needs a foundation, otherwise it collapses. A personal life without a foundation is just worthless. Can you ever dream of building a house without a foundation? Then why would you build your life without a foundation? A purpose is a foundation, and it gives you a solid, winning, powerful, and irresistible personality. With it, you can achieve any dream. What is your purpose? Let's first say, life is the greatest, the most valuable gift of all. If it is so valuable, shouldn't we pay for it? Well, we have to pay for everything else, such as houses, cars, food, and clothing. We pay because we accept that these have value. If life has value, shouldn't we expect to pay for it? Strong characters are strong because they accept to pay for life and they pay. Weak characters are not aware that they have to pay and they don't pay. Paying for life is the easiest and most enjoyable thing to do. We pay by simply accepting our purpose for having life. To accept that you came here for a reason. Your purpose is the same as for everyone else. It is this: to add value in the life of others, to make a difference in those lives. This means helping others to meet their needs. After you accept your purpose, you choose how you are going to carry it out. For instance, a cook does it by meeting the feeding needs of others. An engineer by improving the environment for them. Business people by providing goods or services to meet their needs. Doing your thing is not enough. You must also understand, acknowledge, and accept that you do your thing to make a difference in the lives of others. This is serving your life's purpose. When you cherish your purpose this way, your work and your life assumes a new meaning. When you exist to serve others, you begin to do your work with love and passion. And when you are passionate about your work, excellence is yours. And excellence produces self-confidence. Self-confidence inspires others around you, and they stop taking you for granted. When you reach this stage, you know when to say yes, and you know when to say no. You know what you should and what you should not do without feeling guilty about either. And because life is about roles, accepting your purpose arms you to play your roles effectively. Without purpose, you pursue worthless roles. People without a purpose don't find time for things. Accept your purpose and decide on how you are going to fulfill it. You can do this at any of the four levels: the physical level, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. People's needs fall into each of these levels. Engineers, cooks, and builders meet people's physical needs. Teachers, trainers, and coaches meet the mental needs, and singers, artists, or actors meet emotional needs. Pastors, sheikhs, and rabbis, and sangomas cater for spiritual needs. Accepting and pursuing your purpose makes you powerful. If you reject it or work against it by hurting others physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually, you become weak and worthless. Accept your purpose now and leave a legacy.